Top story, an NGO has warned the Turkish government about its arbitrary treatment of Syrian refugees and the harsh conditions they live in. It says lack of transparency casts a doubt over how Ankara treats the Syrians living in camps on Turkish soil. Taner Kilic, the head of the Association for Solidarity with Refugees, says Turkey needs to improve its policies by adopting a better model of governance. Kilic points to the recent return of refugees back to Syria, saying that it shows problems exist with Ankara's current approach. He says up to 7,000 Syrians have left following a recent bombing in the Turkish border town of Reyhanlı. Kilic has also criticized Turkey for ignoring its commitments as a signatory to the 1951 Geneva Convention on Refugees. He says many Syrians are being charged at the border and there are many more who are not recognized as refugees. Amnesty International has recently reported that Turkey has also forcibly sent hundreds of Syrian refugees back to their home country. Well, for more insight on that story, we're now joined by Mr. Bill Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review, joining us from Leesburg. Sir, welcome to the program. A lot of alarming points coming up in this NGO's report. I'd like to get your perspective on the report's outline of the treatment of Syrian refugees in Turkey.
Well, it's probably pretty accurate. I'm sure the situation is getting out of control. The amount of refugees that have been coming into Turkey from that Syrian conflict is just far beyond what they were ever prepared to take. Obviously, as it gets, they get more and more, the situation, the tension with the Turks will become greater and greater. In one sense, the Turks have not always, Turkish government has not always been the most amenable to refugees. They do have their political intentions for the area. A lot of it has to do with geopolitics, but I think it's really gone beyond control because the whole situation is starting to unravel. And as this occurs, if we see it in other situation, as nations start to devolve or being attacked from the outside, being emaciated, the countries in the region are then feel the effects of that. And I think it's quite obvious that that there is a lot of problems in the Turkish camps, and that it just can't continue as it has been, or you'll have situation similar to what we've only seen in places like Africa, in some of the most difficult regions in Congo and elsewhere with regard to these refugee camps.
Mr. Jones, more so, I would like you to address that the fact that so many independent rights groups, NGOs, and international bodies alike have not been given access to the camps and have been turned away on quite more than one occasion.
Well, I think that the Turkish government is being very restrictive. I think they realize that the situation is getting out of control. I think they are cracking down, and they feel that their reputation in the region would be harmed by these kind of exposures. So obviously, they're going to try and restrict access as much as possible. But people can see what's going on. People hear the stories. They can't really hide it. It's really being spread by many people who are involved in the area, and it is becoming a very difficult and dangerous situation for the refugees themselves.
Thank you very much. From the Executive Intelligence Review, Mr. Bill Jones, thank you for speaking to us here on Press TV.